Right, can you hear us on there, on online meeting? Hear us all right?
Councillor Jones?
Yes, I can hear.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Right, okay, it's 6 o'clock, so we'll start then. So this, welcome to the member conduct meeting for Charlesborough Council on the 5th of June 2023. This meeting will be recorded and the sound recording subsequently made available via the Council's website, charnwood.gov.uk/pages/committees. Please also note that under the Openness of Local Government Bodies Regulations 2014, that other people may film, record, tweet or blog from this meeting. The use of any images or sound recordings is not under the Council's control. So, I'm Councillor Sarah Good, so I'll be chairing the meeting today. Are there any apologies, please?
Councillor Vicky Ball and Councillor Bradshaw, and Councillor Beverly Gray is here as a substitute for Councillor Bradshaw.
Okay. Now we've had the apologies. I think there's a lot of people who don't know each other and new councillors, so if you want to go around the room to introduce ourselves and your ward, and if you're an officer, who you are as well. Okay, so I'm Councillor Sarah Good, I'm elected for Loughborough Southfields Ward.
I'm Adrian Ward, I'm Charnwood Borough Council's Management Officer, I'm the lead officer for this committee.
Councillor Matthew Brooks, elected to the South Charnwood Ward, it's my third term.
Councillor Andy Dent, first of Leeds and Wanwick.
Councillor Bevy Gray, Atwoods and Shalthorpe Ward.
I'm Julie Jones, I'm Chairman of Sarby Parish Council and I'm here as a parish member.
Nikki Conway, Charnwood Council Officer for Democratic Services and the clerk for this meeting.
Sally Watson, Democratic Services Officer, and I'm shadowing tonight.
Hello, I'm Sandra Woodward, Councillor for Reed Villages.
Hello, I'm Councillor Miriam Roberts and I'm from Shropshire East Ward.
I'm Councillor Glenn Matthews, representing Birstall West.
I'm Councillor Eric Ellingworth, Barrow upon Soar Parish Council, and attending here as a viewer.
Okay, so that's all of us. Next thing on the agenda is the minutes from the previous meeting. Now, I think there's only a couple of people who were actually here for the last meeting. So can we confirm that there are a correct record of the minutes of the meeting? Obviously, unless anyone says they're not accurate, can we approve those?
Everybody happy?
Everyone happy?
Yeah.
Yeah, including the people who were here last time? Yeah. Okay, do we have to nominate and second them, or can we just approve?
I think we can just approve on that basis, Chair, that there were nods around the room.
Yeah,
everybody.
That's wonderful. Okay, so we'll approve the minutes of the meeting. Next item on the agenda is the disclosure of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. I need to pass this one over to a monitoring officer.
Thank you, Jo. So this is just an opportunity for any councillors who've spotted an interest, a personal interest or pecuniary interest in any item on the agenda to make a declaration for the minutes. So I know Councillor Roberts did declare some interest in writing in advance, but we've had a discussion and I think she's agreed that they don't actually relate to anything on the agenda, so we don't now need to make that declaration to them.
Wonderful. Right, so that was nice and quickly dealt with. So number four on the agenda, questions under committee procedure 12.8, no questions received. That's still okay? Yeah?
Yes.
Number five, update on complaints received. So a lead officer update on this would be Adrian Ward again.
Thank you, Chair. So for the benefit of new members on the committee, at each meeting I produce a summary of complaints that have been received in the period since the last meeting. And you'll also see on page 9, there's a summary for comparative purposes of the number of complaints we've received each of the last few years. So since the last meeting in November, we had two complaints, both about borough councillors. So they've been included in the summary. And a few months ago, the previous committee members agreed that we'd have a slight change to the way we publish the fact-finding summaries for each complaint. So previously we used to name members that had been complained about and the complainant. So we reviewed that, and we now keep people's names anonymous, although we do note which council the complaint relate to. So in Appendix B, you'll find for the two complaints that we received recently, the fact-finding summaries themselves, including for your information. These are also now published on our website, so they're publicly available. So, really, Chair, happy to answer any questions if there are any.
Any questions? I'm happy to proceed. Okay, so we are on to
you, Chair. Can I just check that you're agreeing the recommendation?
Oh, gosh, yes. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, are we happy to recommend the report on the recommendations on page 7?
Yeah. Just a show of hands or.
Are we okay to move on to six on the agenda? Is work programme. If the Monitoring Officer can present that work programme again, please.
Thank you, Chair. So again, this is an information item on the future work programme of the committee over the next few meetings. So you'll see towards the bottom of page 14, we list the forthcoming meetings on the 18th of September, 4th of December and the 11th of March 2024. And in the appendix to the report, we've scheduled out the items that are due to be received over those meetings. So there is a standing item, as I explained, in relation to the previous complaints update report that will come to every committee meeting. And then there are scheduled against each of the future dates the items that are currently due to come before the committee for consideration. So this is an opportunity for members of the committee to understand what's forthcoming in relation to the work you're going to be doing and consider whether there are any other matters or issues that anybody thinks should be added to the work programme, Chair. And I know in our pre-discussion we talked about the two strands of work of the committee are these regular committee meetings, and also should we get to the stage where we've had a complaint about a member that's been investigated and the investigator considers that has potentially been a breach of the relevant code of conduct, we have a panel of three members of this committee with a parish member if it's a parish or town council complaint. Those are ad hoc panels that are only set up as and when required, but given that we have so many new members on the committee, we thought it might be worth following the September meeting that we had a briefing for members of the committee on how panels work, should they be required in the future. So if you want to, if members of the committee support that, because at the moment you only have the standing complaints report at the September meeting, we can do that for you after the official meeting, Chair.
Yeah, is everybody in agreement if that's a good idea for us to proceed?
Yeah,
I can see your hands from everyone, I think, including online. Thank you. Is there on the appendix, is there any update on the to be scheduled items? Are we alright?
The previous committee decided to keep the two items at the bottom, which relate to the Committee on Standards in Public Life's recommendations to the government about standards in local authorities. On the agenda now, the Committee on Standards in Public Life made those recommendations to the government 3 or 4 years ago, I think now, Chair. The government have basically put in a holding response that said that they don't see any urgent need to change the current legislation relating to standards. So I don't think there's going to be any movement in the near future on those two items, Chair. So I think the committee can either decide to keep them on there so we don't forget them, or equally could decide to remove them on the basis that it's unlikely that anything's going to happen in the near future. And trust me and Democratic Services team to bring them back to you if there is any change. I'm happy to go with either approach, to be honest, Chair.
Any opinion from the floor?
I propose to be removed, Chair.
I second that. Thank you. Right, shall we vote on that? So, voting that they're removed from the work programme.
So that was unanimous, was it not, Chair?
I couldn't see the screen.
So that was unanimous, thank you.
Okay. So as far as I can see, next item is actually the meeting dates. Is that okay, Clark? Yep. So the next item on the agenda is actually the date of the meeting, Clark. The meeting dates of the committee at 6 o'clock on the 18th of September with HAL panel's work briefing afterwards, 4th of December and the 11th of March. Is that all? I think it is.
This is Chair, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.